1620-94.5 WTAW. Here are comments from the December 14, 2021 meeting of the Bryan City Council. Bryan City Council's approval to rezone land on the city's northwest side, only the first step for developers who want to build 300 new homes. During the December 14th council meeting, City Manager Keene Register among staff members who explained the developer's role in the site development review process. That's after neighboring property owners expressed concerns about more traffic and possible flooding.
Those are generally the requirements that we place on the developers. Our engineering staff and planning staff doesn't actually do those analysis. The requirement that we have is that if a developer wants to develop a piece of property, they hire the engineers to determine traffic studies, water runoff, drainage, all those kinds of things.
Assistant Director of Planning and Development Services Martin Zimmerman says the Planning and Zoning Commission will take public input following the site review process.
We're all city departments and other entities with a stake in development, such as TxDOT, Atmos, Gas, Frontier. Everybody has an opportunity to review a proposal and make comments regarding a subdivision proposal. The detention pond, you know, where the water goes, where the traffic goes, how the lot layout has to be, all of that will be addressed in that process, which will then be presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission for final approval.
Developers who want to build homes Sterling north of the intersection of Sandy Point and Hilton Road plan to build a detention pond, and they'll be responsible for extending water and sewer lines.